This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Before he served as Education Secretary under President Obama, Arne Duncan spent 7 years trying to improve Chicago schools as CEO of the country's third largest school district. Recently on KERA's Think, Duncan told guest host John McKay how violence affects learning outcomes.
When I led the Chicago Public Schools, and I talk about this in the book, very tragically, on average, during my 7.5 years there, we lost one child every 2 weeks due to gun violence. Luckily, none of that in schools, but in, you know, on the street, on buses going home, Starkeisha Reed at 7:30 in the morning, before on a school day in her living room, shot by an AK-47 from 100 yards away. And what I thought then, and I was dead wrong, was that we as Americans, we didn't care about black and brown children. You know, we didn't care about the children I was working with. And then the Sandy Hook massacre happened, and that was the worst day of President Obama's presidency, my worst day. And we never imagined in our worst nightmares 20 babies and 5 teachers and a principal being killed. And subsequent to that, we got nothing done in terms of gun legislation. For me, the worst lie is that we all say we value our children. And in fact, I would argue we don't. I would argue we value our guns more than our children. And thankfully, the teens are finally stepping up, and they're going to lead us to a safer nation. They're going to do what we as adults have failed to do.
So much violence that we keep hearing about every weekend in Chicago. Now students going back to school. I would imagine that they can't keep their full mind on going to school and education.
You're exactly right. And it's actually what I'm doing sort of full time now is working to reduce the violence here in Chicago. And we're working directly with a young man most likely to shoot and be shot and trying to give them a pathway from the illegal economy, which unfortunately almost inevitably leads to violence, to the legal economy. And we work with guys for about a year. We hire them. We have life coaches for them. We work on the trauma they've dealt with all their life. And we've seen some extraordinary transformation. So I'm actually hopeful that our young men are actually going to lead our city to where we need to go. But I'll tell you one quick story. When I led the Chicago Public Schools, I kept a drawing above my desk. And the drawing was one that a young middle school boy gave me when I visited school. It was him climbing up a ladder outside a building. He was a fireman and going to rescue somebody. And the caption he wrote on his drawing was, "If I grow up, I want to be a fireman." And that always just took my breath away.
I grow up.
And when I was growing up, it was always when I grow up, this is what I want to do. And that, unfortunately, is very, very common here in Chicago and around the country, if I grow up. And we've robbed children of their innocence. We allow them to grow up with this level of fear and trauma that is unimaginable. And all my life, John, I've tried to preach to kids to think long-term and defer gratification, you know, think about AP classes and going to college. But if you are literally just trying to survive every single day, it's like I'm speaking a foreign language. It's like I'm speaking Greek. So we have to step up, provide young people with the psychological safety and physical safety they need so they can really concentrate and think long-term and apply themselves and have dreams for the future. And the fact that so many young people, we've robbed them of that, it breaks my heart.
You have been an education reform champion for quite some time now. Now, in the book, you're not just pointing out the problems. You're also talking about some solutions.
One is time. So historically, time has been the constant in education. I would argue that that should become the variable and that different students need different amounts of time in school. Some children, 6 hours, 7 hours a day is plenty. Some kids might need 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours. There were tens of thousands of kids in Chicago where we fed them 3 meals a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because we worried about them being hungry, you know, going home at night. So thinking differently about time for young people, if my kids want access to a piano lesson or a ballet lesson or to basketball, whatever, my wife and I are lucky enough to be able to provide that. But that's not true for every child, and having schools be these after-school community centers. Second is technology and just making sure that all young people are growing up fluent in just the new world that they're being raised in. And I always say technology can be a great equalizer. But if it's only going to the haves and not to the have-nots, then technology actually exacerbates that divide that we're fighting so hard to challenge.
That was Arne Duncan talking with John McKay. Duncan's book is called How Schools Work. You can hear more of the conversation with Duncan at think.kera.org.